This I Believe. James Ramsey Ullman has been in turn a newspaper man, theatrical producer, ambulance driver, short story writer, and novelist. Not only has he done all of these things with distinction, but in between, he has found time for extensive travel, mountain climbing, and reflection. This is James Ramsey Ullman's creed.
George Lee Mallory, perhaps the greatest of all English mountaineers, was once asked why he wanted so much and strove so mightily to climb Mount Everest. His reply consisted of four words: because it is there. There are people who have found that answer baffling, but to me it is as clear and meaningful as an answer can be, a statement of first principles, not only for a mountaineer, but for a human being. A mountain is there, climb it. An ocean is there, cross it. A disease is there, cure it. A wrong is there, right it. On the surface, perhaps, these are very different things, but in essence, they are identically the same thing. The various words, and 100 more, could be erased, and one word substituted. The word is challenge. The challenge is there. Meet it. To me, the response to challenge is the very core and mainspring of a man's nature. Now Everest has been climbed, and it was a great achievement. But I'm not speaking of achievement. The conquest of the physical world may be important, yes. Even more important is the conquest of the social and moral ills that plague us. War and poverty, ignorance and fear. But most important of all, I think, are not the ends we attain, but the ends we seek. For it is the very fact of that seeking that makes us more than animals, if somewhat less than gods. I do not believe in absolutes. We are not equipped to attain or even comprehend the absolute. Each victory we win begets a new challenge. Each forward step leads only to another step, and that in turn to another and another. Man today is vastly different from what he was 1,000 centuries ago. And he will be vastly different 1,000 centuries hence. For surely, in our present state, we can scarcely be the finished product of any self-respecting creator. Like the universe of which we are a part, we are not something that is and ever shall be, fixed and unalterable. Rather, are we forever in the process of changing and becoming, travelers on a journey whose beginnings are hidden in darkness and whose end we cannot guess. What I do believe is that on that journey we're sustained by a spark within us, and that that spark has been kindled by God. Sometimes it grows to a bright, burning flame. Sometimes it is the merest flicker. But it is never altogether extinguished. It is always there, always telling us, if not in our conscious minds, then in our bones and blood, that we must still go on, that we will yet find the way, that the game is worth the candle, life worth the living. If a journey is endless, so is its challenge. And so long as we can respond to that challenge, we shall not be lost. Everest climbed, a victory won, 1,000 victories won. And then what? As surely as night follows day, there will be new summits ahead, new heights and depths, new problems, new challenges. And just as surely, in our groping, perverse, and blundering fashion, we shall go on to meet them. For that is the way we are made. It is not the summit that matters, but the fight for the summit. Not the ends of life, but life itself.
There are the beliefs of James Ramsey Ullman of Bermuda. Among his recent books is a collection of short stories, Island of the Blue Macaws.